For most high school seniors this month, April, is the time for final decision-making about which college to attend. Molly Selvin has a son leaving for college in the fall, and it's got her thinking about plans for her own future.
With his admission to college, our teenage son is now dreaming of his own personal animal house come September. I'm daydreaming, too, not of going back to school myself, and not even of how we'll transform his bedroom into that study we've wanted. As my son trudges through his senior year, muttering about parents who insist he pick up his clothes, I've been blindsided by a deep yearning for adventure and change. I left home in the dark ages, before online college applications and before girls could wear jeans to class. Like every self-absorbed freshman, my parents' life became irrelevant the instant I left. Their routine stayed as it had been. They worked, saw friends, and traveled. They rested a lot. And as the years passed, they rested more. My mother and father lived in the same house until they died, and after tough childhoods, they were grateful for the time and money to enjoy themselves. I thought I was the adventurous one, up for anything, like a dandelion on the breeze. Now I see that same restlessness in my son's eyes. He loves us and respects us, that I know. But I also know that to leave, he needs to recast us as the pitiable bores we obviously are, hopelessly out of touch, completely out of his loop. I know that, as Mark Twain observed, our children may think us idiots now, but in a few years we'll suddenly become much wiser. Still, the questions nag. When the kids leave, is the best part of my life over? What challenges, what adventures are left to me? I've loved being a mother, loved being part of our noisy, silly family. Although my daughter will be around for another few years, our household will change when my son leaves. And at age 50, already friends have died. So as my son gets ready to break camp, I recognize this last stretch before decrepitude sets in as a tremendous gift of time. I want my own adventures. I want to do something worthwhile, something interesting. I don't want to spend my remaining years doing the same thing, only gradually less of it. So I'm checking out the Peace Corps and the Senior Corps. I daydream about hiking the John Muir Trail. I intend to finish a play I've been noodling with. I think about a career change, about a volunteer job that makes a difference, about selling the house, living abroad again, and really learning Spanish. Kids, I want to shout, your father and I are not boring. We're not old fogies yet. But the reality is that at least for a while, we'll keep doing the same thing. There's college tuition to pay, 401k contributions to make, and as always, there's yard work. Maybe this is how it happens. A little while becomes a longer while. You get comfortable. After so many years of juggling carpools, work deadlines, and soccer games, you throw away the alarm clock, linger over coffee, and ride a gentle tide that carries you from afternoon walks on the beach to dinner with friends. And you're happy. Maybe this is what my parents understood, that the real adventure is just to let it happen.
Molly Selvin is an editorial writer for the Los Angeles Times.